B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It feels magical when you're in a situation like this, but, you know, being realistic, it's the work of a lot of people. It's the work of a lot of people, some of whom are standing on this field, some of whom are not. Most important is the work of those players who built this over 162. Now they got a chance to go to the ALCS. Hopefully we got a chance to keep it rolling. You hope the ball bounces your way, but there's no substitute for the hard work, for the day-to-day determination that it takes to get where we've gotten and hopefully where we want to go. We felt we had a good team with upside, and we had to do the right things to win ball games. I think we showed it over the course of the season. It wasn't always pretty, but when we played our game, we played well, we were locked in, focused, we can hang with anybody. That team that we beat is outstanding, and we found what it took to beat them in a five-game series, and that shows what the ceiling of this team is.
So again, that's our computer overlord, Chaim Bloom, our chief nerd. Good nerd. Obviously a high quality nerd. And part of the reason you are where you are. But you play that to say that you just better hope that he doesn't want to be full on Tampa Bay. Because Tampa Bay takes it too far with the analytics. And in some respects, I understand they have to because of their payroll. So from a regular season standpoint, they completely nerd out. They sell out to the analytics and the matchups and the spreadsheets. And maybe they have to because of their payroll constraints. But when you get into the postseason, and that's the way you carry yourself, it comes back to bite you. And boy, did it come back to bite them last night. And when I heard this comment that Maz mentioned from Kevin Cash, their manager, in the postgame, I'm so glad Tampa didn't win this series and Tampa's never won because I don't want their way to win. I don't want their way to result in championships. I don't want the whole sport becoming this. I feel the whole sport is becoming this. I feel the whole sport is trending in this direction, and it's a horrible direction for the game. But what I'm talking about is basically just managing a ball game based on the computer printout, based on the game plan that is spat out by your analysts. And Tampa had a game plan last night with their opener, which is nothing new. They've done it. And they threw Colin McHugh, who used to be a starter, right? He was a starter in Houston.
Correct.
I was just looking it up a little bit before. This is a guy who's pitched multiple seasons, or at least one with 200 innings. He was a full-time starter in Houston for 3 years. Started 30-plus games two straight years for Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and again, has thrown 200. So he's been in the starter role before. He's been a reliever for the last three or so. And so they use him as an opener. He started 7 games for Tampa in the regular season. Well, be that as it may, Colin McHugh gets through the first 2 innings clean last night. 1 hit, only threw 18 pitches, 14 for strikes. And to start the 3rd inning, the Rays lift him for the guy that they wanted to go to next, McClanahan, the actual starter. But when he's asked about it in the postgame, what does Kevin Cash say?
Okay, so he was asked first about McHugh, and they said, why did you take him out of the game, basically? What was the logic? And he said, we weren't going to let McHugh face Schwarber a second time. Okay? Weren't going to let him face him a second time. So Schwarber would have been the 3rd batter in the 3rd inning. The Red Sox were 8-9-1 to start that inning, and they went to McClanahan to start that inning.
Okay, so 2 things here. One is, he's basically telling you, this is what the computer, this is what the analysts spit out.
Just following the paperwork.
We determined before the game that McHugh was only going to go 1 time through the lineup. And he's not even talking innings again, right? It's turns through the line. He was only going to go 1 turn through the lineup. And so no matter how good McHugh was, he could have gotten 9 outs on 9 pitches. He could be throwing 115 miles an hour and got 9 outs on 9 pitches or 9 straight strikeouts, and they were taking him out because that was the pregame game plan as determined by the analysts. That's freaking gross.
Mm-hmm.
That is, I am so glad that that didn't win and that doesn't win.
Oh, it's paralysis by analysis is what it is. Again, you have a spent bullpen. You used 9 pitchers the game before. Why is he taken out when he looked really good? Well, you know what? Follow the rules. Follow the paperwork.
It's so atrocious.
I couldn't believe it.
It's micromanagement to the nth degree. They only had 3 starters on the pitching staff in the series. 3.
And then to further that, because McClanahan is a starter, and he's used to starting the game with clean innings, they said, well, we'll take McHugh out before he gets to the top of the order again because, as Maz said, it's 8-9-1 in the Red Sox batting order to begin that third inning, and they wanted McClanahan to start with a clean inning because he's a starter and he's used to pitching out of the windup versus the stretch. I don't know, but it was predetermined. He said, we don't want him coming in the middle of the inning, even if there's no one on base or the risk of there being a runner on base. So if 8 or 9 had gotten on and Schwarber's now up with a runner on base, McClanahan has to come in out of the stretch. We don't want out of this. Well, whatever it is, it was predetermined.
Correct.
Had nothing to do with what was going on in the game or how their starter was throwing the ball or anything having to do with using their eyes or their gut or anything. It was a game plan spat out by their computer, and they followed it, and they lost because of it, and I love it. I'm glad. I don't want them ever to win if that's how they're going to continue to manage their team.
Yeah, because you still, at your heart, hate the nerds and all this stuff that's taking over the sport. Because, look, and watching this last night, my gut was telling me, oh, now this kid's going to get rocked. You're putting a rookie pitcher, who's normally a starter, in a highly pressurized game in a position he's not normally put in. What do you think's going to happen? What happened? But, nope, that's not what the analytics said. So, good. You got what you deserved.
So again, if you think about it in the terms of 8-9-1, right? So because they didn't want McHugh to face Schwarber, they couldn't let him start the third inning.
Right.
They couldn't let him start the third inning. So then they bring in McClanahan.
They can't tally things. I'm sorry to cut you off, Maz, but they can't tally things that can, you know, you can't quantify screwing with a kid's head. Putting Shane McClanahan in that spot is bad for him.
Murray, I told you, I don't want to be the Rays. I've been saying this for weeks. I don't want to be what they do. And Kevin Cash was then asked about McClanahan, and they said, what was your thought? That was the thought that he was going to give you 2, 3, or 4 innings and cover that portion of the game. And Cash said, yes, that was the thought, basically 2 times through or 1.5 times through. And so what struck me about the comment is, in our minds, and I still do it, it's the way I'm conditioned, it's the way I'm trained.
Of course.
How many innings do you think you can get out of that guy? Can you get 3 or 4 innings? You think pitch counts. You know, 15 an inning, the guy can give you 50 pitches, that's 3 innings. Cash is saying, no, it's about the trips through the order. It's, you know, 1.5 or 2 times through the order. We're not going to let him face a batter a third time.
Because the analytics show that if you see a pitcher 2 or 3 times, your success rate increases. And so that was the game plan, and they did not deviate from it. I mean, McClanahan got his teeth kicked in, so he had to come out. But that's it. That's how they think.
Correct. Instead of letting McHugh go, they preempted it, and it burned them.
So you do this, too. The whole league does it. The whole sport does it. So no one's immune. You're not immune.
The Red Sox did it with Eovaldi against the Yankees.
Just going to say, Eovaldi got yanked early from the Yankees because they didn't want him going a third time through. First sign of trouble, third time through, your guy comes out too. You're not as bad as Tampa. Don't ever let it get that bad. Don't let the machine fully take over. Please, do your best not to become that Tampa team. And you shouldn't, because you'll have a higher payroll and you'll have more talent, and you shouldn't. It shouldn't be that bad. I mean, you used 5 pitchers last night. Tampa used 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They used 8. I mean, they use it routinely. So it's like it's all just computer generated there. Don't let it get that bad. You're going to be kind of like that. Everyone's kind of like that. Don't ever let it get that bad.
I mean, it is. It's bad. I told you, I don't want to be the Rays. To me, it takes all the fun out of it. I don't want to be Tampa.
Let me give you one more thing that's crawled up my ass. And I'm going to let it go because it's just so trite now. But this whole thing that no one believed us, no one thought we'd be here. You know, Cora, they all play the card. Every team plays the card. Every team gets to this spot in whatever their playoffs is. And not many of you thought we could do it. Or you pick out the 2 or 3 guys that were betting against you if there were only 2 or 3 guys. No one thought we could do it. Blah, blah, blah. Boring. Oh, my God. Could you be more boring? Boring. No one thought we could do it. So I'm going to get this off my chest once. I'm going to let it go. You can say it as much as you want, Alex and Red Sox. Go ahead and say it. No one thought we could do it. No, none of you guys thought we would be here. Blah, 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 boring. Yeah, no one thought you could do it. Got it. No one thought you could do it. You have the 4th highest payroll in baseball. You have the 4th highest payroll in baseball. And
If anyone asked anyone around here in July, do you think the Red Sox could be in the ALCS? About 90% of you would have said, yeah. We have the top record in the American League. We have the top record in the American League. Alex Cora is back. We look like we've looked in previous years. Yeah. Yeah. If I asked you July 15th, you'd say, yeah, we fully expect to be right there at the end, going a deep run. Yeah, you all thought so. Just because the Red Sox fell on their face in August and quit for portions of August and September, you don't get then to circle back and say, no one believed in us. Or you all wrote us off. You don't get to do that. For most of the year, fully half of the year, people thought, basically, yeah, you were this kind of team. Because you are that kind of team. You've paid to be that kind of team. When you've got $185 million payroll, you sure as hell better be in the playoffs, and you sure as hell better win playoff games. So, neat. You're right where you should be. Now, go ahead and tell us that no one believed in you, and it's true. Man, Murray had his nails out and all of it. Like, I get it. Every team does it in every sport. So unoriginal. Could you be more unoriginal? Did you save your tweets? We did. Oh, my God. So that congratulations. You're doing now what every single team does in every sport when they win a few games. Congratulations. Could you be less original than that? Try and come up. I would like to try and come up with something new. For once, I'd like to hear a team say, yeah, we're good. We think we're good. We expected to be here. Suck on it. You know, whatever. But it's like, oh, no one thought we'd be here. Neat. Well, you had to dig deep for that one, Alex. Huh? Boy, a good. Wow, what a master technician. What a master manipulator he is. He got his team to think that no one believed him. Wow, Alex, you'll never get an athlete to think that. God, it's just so trite and predictable. None of you thought we'd be here. Oh, wow. Hey, did you hire some writers for that to come up with that? Well, that's creative. God, you know what I mean?
I didn't believe in him.
And you?
Right, me either. I gave up around. July.
It's like when you asked, anyone after some of their bad stretches, it didn't look so good. So you probably didn't believe in them. When they had the best record in the American League in July, a lot of people believed in them. But if you just step back, you can't have their payroll was. Okay, again, according to Spotrac, they have the fourth ranked payroll in baseball, 176. Tampa's payroll was 68.
Yeah, less than half.
Okay, so you spent more than $100 million more on your players than their players. You don't get to play the little engine that could. I'm sorry. Blow it out your ass. I mean, really. Spare me on that. Spare me.
No, I'm not giving you the little engine that could thing.
Okay, so there are your two.
I didn't believe in them.
There are your two Red Sox thoughts. We'll go back to your phones right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
Ooh, isn't the show so great when you're not there, Felger? Yeah, I got a ton of those. I sent those.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
5-5 last of the eighth. Alex Verdugo punches a bouncer to short. Franco, right throw! Zooms 1-2. That's a ground ball base hit in the left field. Christian Vasquez leads off the ninth with a single. Even though it was down, it caught too much of the plate. Bounce to third off the end of the bat. Diaz throws, low throw, knocked down, he's safe. And they're at the corners with one away. Well, this was going to be a tough play. Once he made the tough part of it, the throw, and at that point, Choi had to smother it. Hernandez lifts one to left center field. It is pulled in by Meadows. Here comes Santana. The Red Sox back in the championship series.
Boy, did the Rays choke last night. I'm glad they did. I'm glad they choked. But make no mistake, they choked. Boxing around the ball in the infield.
Eighth inning, too. They got away with it. Lucky call at third base. Verdugo was safe at third, as I said earlier. Safe. I don't know how they called him out on that play on replay. In real time, yeah, who knows. Bang, bang. On replay? That's stupid of him. Mitt never came off the bag. So the Rays got lucky to get out of the eighth after Franco threw it in the crapper. On the next inning, you know, bleeder through the left side. Could have knocked that down. And then you get, again, that dribbler down the line by Shaw. Should have been an easy out at first base, two outs, and now the Hernandez fly ball is just the out that ends the inning. Oh, Tampa gagged to end that game. And again, I'm glad for it.
I mean, on both of those plays, they had more time than they thought. Franco was way too cute with that. If he had just set himself and made a strong throw, he's got a good arm. He'd have gotten him. And then the other one, inexcusable. I mean, you had Travis Shaw going down the line. All Diaz had to do was field it, set his feet, and throw, and he'd have gotten him by two steps.
All right, let's grab some phones here. Jeremy in Brookfield, lead us off this hour. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I so agree with you guys. Like, please never go full Tampa. They have to do it because they don't have a high payroll, but the minute they ever win anything, and it's already kind of happened, everyone's just going to try to replicate their model, and that's what's happening in baseball. That's why the payrolls are so bad. But I wanted to talk about, hopefully, what looks like it's going to be the Red Sox and Astros. I think that's so good for baseball. I think maybe some baseball purists won't like it that there's two cheaters playing, but if you're trying to draw fans in, what more could you ask for than having the Astros, you know, with Baker and all that offensive firepower, the Red Sox with Cora back and all that firepower? There's going to be a lot of runs in that series.
The only pushback, I don't think, if someone doesn't watch baseball, they're not going to watch baseball just because it's the Sox and the Astros.
Agreed.
They don't know about the cheating. They don't care about the cheating. They don't care about Dusty Baker and Alex Cora. It's intriguing for baseball fans that have followed the sport and the storyline and that whole thing. It's good for us. The outsider's still not going to consume it.
I mean, but it is interesting that, you know, after the suspensions that resulted from that thing.
They're both back.
Yep. And so that's an obvious storyline, right? That Cora is back and so are the Astros.
And it tells you, like the Patriots, did they even need to do it in the first place?
No, they didn't. Exactly. They did not. And so this is indicative of that trait that Cora has of getting a little too cocky. That's what that whole thing was about. Yeah, let's go for more. Let's go for more. When the reality is you didn't need more. You already had the best team. Just play it out.
Bob on Cape Cod, what do you got for us?
Mike, I'm going to say this to you honestly. You're mostly negative all the time.
Critical. Critical. I say critical as opposed to negative. It's a nuance, okay. but I prefer critical versus negative. Again, it's a small, I'm parsing words, but I think it's an important distinction that I'd like to point out to you, Bob. I consider critical versus negative is what I try to be. But anyway, go ahead.
You're correct in saying the fact that baseball and hockey are sports like get into the tournament. Once you get into the tournament, you have a puncher's chance.
Yes, sir.
And there's no reason on what what transpired in the Red Sox this year. They should be where they are. But once they got there, they're alive and they got a chance.
Why should they not be here? They had the best record in the American League through the first three full April, May, June, July. Through the first 4 months of the year, they had the best record in the American League. Why should they not be here? They have the fourth highest payroll in baseball. And how much of that payroll is dead money, by the way? Like, are they paying guys who aren't here anymore?
Well, a couple. You. Yeah, well, Pedroia is still getting paid.
19, okay.
And they're not even that much. And they're paying half of Chris Sale.
13. Well, Chris Sale's on the team.
I'm not Chris Sale. David Price.
David Price.
David Price. Sorry. It's about $30 million in dead money just for those two guys.
Okay. Is that a lot or a little? I don't know.
Still, I get your point. But given how, I mean, part of August, most of September, the whole end went for them. They're getting swept by the Yankees. They're losing 2 out of 3 to Baltimore.
But that's their fault, not mine. Like, this is what I, this is like, just because they sucked doesn't mean, like, the reason people wrote them off or you wrote them off with the nails or I wrote them off is because they sucked. It's not like they were playing well and we didn't believe in them. You didn't believe in them because they weren't playing well. So it's like, boy, that's a neat trick. You have the fourth highest payroll in baseball. You have the best record in the American League. Then you totally go in the tank for a couple of months. You kind of quit. And then you get to say, well, no one believed in us. Well, boy, is that not having it both ways or what? Do you think the reason maybe people didn't believe in you for a time is because you sucked? Like, maybe that is the way that went? It's just sort of logical. But again, just be the most boring, cliched thing you could possibly be and tell us that no one believed in you. Great. Again, that's original.
If they just said Maz and Murray didn't believe in me, would you be okay with
that? Yeah, right. And so
it's so tired.
I get it. It is. And every team does it. But the answer back to them is, well, why should I have? Like, with the way that you played for 2 months.
I mean, when you had the best record in the American League, people believed in you. Maybe these two didn't. All right, fine. For the most part, your fans believed in you. Chris in the car. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. Excuse me if this was said earlier, but I think Nerds played a big factor in the bottom of the ninth, too. Anyone that watched that series knew that Kike was the hottest hitter on the team. Yeah, I think he had four swings and misses all series, even including that first pitch of the at-bat. I think you load him up face Devers, and I think Nerds probably said that Frierson's better against righties than lefties. And as you guys saw, Devers got a lot of swing and misses if you throw that fastball up.
I'm with you, Chris. So, you know, I know Devers is next. So the left-right thing isn't, you know, that's not really nerding. They've been doing the left-right thing for my entire life and even before that. So that's not, I wouldn't blame the Nerds on that, but I would have loaded the bases and taken my chances with Devers over Hernandez. I know that's, you know, pick your poison, but if you're looking at contact versus getting a swing and miss, which is what you needed there, runner on third, you know, less than two outs, I would have loaded him up.
So the only thing I don't know about Frierson is the walks, right? Like, and I don't know the three batter minimum. I was just trying to punch it up. So he walks a lot of guys. It's over five per nine. So maybe they were fearful of, you know, you load him up and is this guy going to walk in the winning run and then you lose?
The second guess is make the play at first base, ding dong.
I mean, that was the one. That was the play. Because, again, it was an easy play with a slow runner. And I say easy play. The ball wasn't hard to hit. He came in and fielded it. He did not have to make that throw on the run. If he had just fielded it, set his feet and thrown it, he got him out by 2 feet. And then, even though the runner advanced to third, there's two outs. The sack flies out of play. Like, the only thing that can do you in there is a wild pitch or a pass ball.
It was a borderline routine play that they made look so difficult.
I mean, what a mistake. And it was lazy. It was a lazy throw. Instead of setting yourself, I'll just flip it over there and he'll catch it. And because it was so short, Choi had to sort of get down like a catcher and block it. He couldn't pick it.
He wasn't exactly.
No, he wasn't.
That wasn't the most deft play over there either. Were you trying to block it with your chest? So you need to catch it in your gloves, sir. Okay, I don't know why you're a catcher back there on a splitter in the dirt. You need to catch it in your glove to get the out. Either way, we continue with your thoughts after Murray's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger and Mass.
I'm not even going to look it up because I'd rather just deliver that tape.
Facts be damned.
Yep.
Make the shirts.
Yep.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Not too many people gave us a chance, you know, from the get-go. But we believe, you know, we always said that we had a good baseball team that has some holes, and we still have some holes. But at the end, you know, for how bad it looks sometimes, we're still here. We're still in the dance. We're still in the tournament. And we're moving on to the ALCS.
Not too many people gave us a chance. Said everybody, every year, every time. That's original. You gotta rally around that. For one time, someone be original in the whole thing, just once. Paul in the car, what do you got first? Paul, you're up next.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Yeah, medium.
Same here. So, no, basically, I just have a question for all your detractors out there, and that's... did Heim Bloom believe in this team? Did the ownership believe in this team? Or are they just a bunch of cheap SOBs that don't want to spend money? Even though they have spent, like you said, they have the fourth biggest payroll in baseball. What is it? They didn't believe in them?
Hey, Paul.
I don't know.
Great point. Great point.
Yep.
Did you believe in you? Because you made moves at the trade deadline based on finance versus... And Heim Bloom basically came out and said it.
Correct.
He basically came out and said it, that we're not going to sacrifice our grand plan for 1 year. And so he basically admitted. So brilliant point by you, caller.
Yeah, they didn't believe. And again, which is why, you know, I don't know how much they're running around and taking credit. But, you know, the last thing they should do is take credit for it. In this way, it is like 2013. They didn't think that team was going to win in 2013, but the team got hot and they did. So don't make the same mistake now.
Scott in the car. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, guys. I'm one of these millennials that's grown apathetic to the entire sport of baseball as a whole. But in the bottom of the ninth, when I saw Christian Arroyo put that bunt down to advance whoever was on first to second base, I just yelled, I said, baseball. That's what baseball used to be. Baseball. It was just, it was a great thing to say.
Favorite play of the night. My favorite play of the night.
It should be.
I mean,
because
it was like,
it was old-timey, old-school baseball. It didn't feel like analytics.
I couldn't believe it.
I'll tell you what the other part of it is. It was a great bunt.
Oh, it was a high fastball. Like, that was a hard pitch to hit. All right, a hard pitch to bunt.
It was a great bunt. He absolutely nailed it. I mean, and watch the ball when it hits the ground. It just dies. It died. You know, he didn't hit it too hard.
Tampa so wanted to go to second. They
absolutely
were geared up to go to second, and they couldn't.
It was a great sacrifice. You couldn't execute it any better than Arroyo did. He nailed it.
Our buddy Tom's in Quincy. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I'm going to try not to piss Tony off for a second day in a row.
You didn't piss me off that bad, Tom.
that was kind of funny. But, hey, it's looking like it's going to be Houston, which I actually like that because there's some genuine hate there. They got some guys on that team that I despise, so it's nice when they go up against teams in a lineup with people I absolutely hate.
Bregman.
Bregman has the most punchable face ever. So I wish they could just plunk the prick no matter what, but they can't. Now, is this remember at the beginning of the year, Manfred came out with like this unwritten moratorium on vengeance against the Astros. Did that expire at the last day of the regular season? Because I really need to see some stuff happen.
So here's the
Bregman
thing. Yeah,
sucks,
but
man, I hate him.
I know, Tommy. So the White Sox are calling out the Astros for, you know, there were some comments about, boy, they're taking some different kind of swings here in Chicago than in Houston and all of this. The Sox can't play that game.
No.
And Cora's been very good about not doing that.
Yes, it's like the whole thing with the mound in Tampa. Maybe there was some gamesmanship there on the part of the Red Sox playing that seed early on. But Cora went out of his way to say, oh, no, when that happened, I was inside dealing with some COVID stuff. They don't want Cora anywhere near it. They don't want Cora anywhere near that stuff, and rightly so.
We've got Ed in Fitchburg. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Felger. I got to agree with your point on McHugh. I went to the game yesterday. It's the first game I went to all season. And I'm looking up at the board, and he's pitching 95% strikes. He's got a low pitch count. He was feeling it. You can't quantify that in numbers. Anyone who's a hack on a golf course is going to be terrible most of the time. But once in a while, you have a good day. And you can't quantify that. Sometimes people are just feeling it, and it looked like McHugh was feeling it. And they pulled him because of the numbers. That's so ridiculous. Open your eyes.
Oh,
look at it.
So painful. When Kevin Cash says we weren't going to let him face the lineup a second time, or he said Schwarber a second time, which is a way of saying, forget third time through, one time through. And no matter what it looks like, that's what it's going to be because that's what the analytics say. Oh, God, I'm so glad they lost.
I mean, he's right, though. They take the human judgment completely out of it. You're not allowed to look at a guy and say, yeah, but he's good today.
18 pitches, 14 for strikes.
Correct.
Not good enough. Nope.
Hooked him.
If you were to, though, like, so what? You get yelled at by your GM or, like,
well,
can't
no,
someone just buck the trend?
Murray, ultimately, depending on the, you know, the magnitude of the game, it's a fireable offense. I mean, it got Grady Little
you
fired.
Talk back to the machine. You get fired.
Seriously.
No, no, no. Yes. Don't anger the machine, yes. Murray. This is why I threw myself at Milliken and the clone's feet, begging for forgiveness and mercy, because you don't anger them.
No, there's no compassion from the machine.
Don't taunt the machines. Don't mock the machines. Just follow the machine.
No, don't talk back to me or you're fired.
Yeah, thank you. Not fired. They will eliminate
you.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, you'll be unplugged.
No. I throw myself at the feet of my clone overlords. I did this over a week ago. You all better get in line or you're in deep trouble.
Dan, I'll terminate you.
Daniel and Quincy. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, classic 18 pitch. I think it was 18 pitch.
Yeah, that was a great at-bat.
Okay. So, I mean, and Rodriguez, to his credit, man, he struck him out. But you imagine, Tony, if that guy got on, he was the leadoff hitter of that inning. It could have changed the whole complexion of that game. And then the next two hitters, he got the next two on three pitches, which saved him. I think it still cost him an inning. I think he probably could have gone another inning. But that was like, that was the key. I mean, Felger, I don't know how you feel about those battles, but
I love
that
them.
Was classic. I know it takes time and you want to go cook something in the kitchen, but that was unbelievable. And that was the turning point of the game, as far as I'm concerned.
That he won that battle. I mean, like, I think I thought the Rays were going to get a you know, a bolt out of that, even though he struck out ultimately. You know, the way that at bat went.
Yeah, it was a win for the hitter.
Yeah, they kept showing the Campa dugout and how they were reacting to every foul ball. I thought even with the strikeout, they were going to get a lift out of that. So no, I have no problem with those. Because something was happening there. The problem with baseball is the amount of time in between pitches and where nothing's happening. No, that was a battle of wills. I'll take that any day of the week.
And I'll tell you what, he struck him out on a pretty ballsy pitch.
Oh, off speed, right?
It was a great off speed pitch. I'm gonna say it was like 82 miles an hour. It was excellent. That was a great at bat to watch.
Ron in New Hampshire, what do you got, Ronnie?
Hey guys, I think this bunt last night that got them there is a very dying art that they're going to need if they get through the ALCS to face the Dodgers or Giants, wherever it is. They're going to start going on the road, and they're going to need that skill to get them through.
Yeah, well, those NL games for sure. You're bunting at the bottom of the lineup with the pitcher and all of that. So, yes, that's absolutely true. I just found it refreshing. I actually played a little baseball there.
I mean, right down to every last detail. You know, again, it was obviously a single. You bunted him over. You put the ball in play and got a man on third. So they got lucky on the third play. But then they pinch ran for him.
Yes. And a little late. Are you surprised they didn't send someone out there when he was at second?
Yes. Yep. You would think they would.
And I was like, you know, but I think they were afraid of the burning your catcher there.
Maybe.
Now you're down to one, like that whole thing. Like, Remember how Francona would never take out the catcher because now we're down to one. And if he gets hurt, we have no way to put Petey back there or whatever.
And Vasquez is slow. He's so freaking slow. He is. He's a freaking double-lard out there.
Which is why, like, the ground ball to begin with, that they just couldn't knock it down. You know, if you're the Rays, they gagged all over themselves. Good. Pete in the car. What do you think, Pete?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. Baz, as far as the pitching, Tampa's pitching, this kid McClanahan was lights out in game one and then couldn't do a thing when they got to Fenway. So how much do you think is it the venue? Was it adrenaline in game one that he was lights out and he wasn't even a shell of himself in game three when they got to Fenway? Is it the wall? Is it the ballpark? Is it what is it about these guys, some of these guys that – they can be lights out in that basement of a stadium that they play in down there, and then they get to a...
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll just cut you off, Pete.
The mound.
The mound that they were checking before the series or something. Who knows what all these guys are up to? That's the other thing I mentioned last week. These nerds, ooh, they're cheaters. A lot of them come from Wall Street. A lot of them come from that background, the finance background. It's all one big game anyway. And they're all doing all sorts of things. Where do you think the spider tech came from? It's all part of the spin rate revolution that came from the nerds, et cetera, et cetera. Would not surprise me one bit if they're up to, you know, some monkey business down there in Tampa.
Oh, definitely. Look, and the other thing is, I mean, let's not eliminate the youth in a road playoff game either. I think the Red Sox ultimately handled the environment better in Tampa than Tampa did in Boston.
Now, he's also put in a position he's not normally put into. He's typically a starter. I'm sure that rattled the kid's head.
Murray, the whole thing is so overanalyzed and micromanaged that you root for them to fail. You do. You root for them to fail.
You're mocking the machines again.
Yep.
Don't do it, Maz. Yep.
Okay, let's see how this goes. I might apologize later.
Okay, thank you. Let's do some emails, shall we?
Yeah.
It's the Moncast email of the day.
Didn't believe in him either.
Dear Felga, I really hate you.
I'm gonna get the machines
and
to catch you.
And I think Maz is a boob.
The Mimecast email of the day. Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
Email today is protected by Mimecast, M-I-M-E. Mimecast, safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. And some emails in the last 20 minutes or so. Not too happy with us. Kelly writes in, negative. The Oxford Dictionary says negativity is the expression of criticism or pessimism about something.
True.
So, Kelly says, you are negative. Also today, bossy and would not stop talking. Have a guest on, give them some time to offer an opinion. Signed, Kelly. The big boy on the offensive line, I'm sorry, Kelly, I'm going to have to step in. And I'll, you know, that applies to Maz too. Don't prompt him on the offensive
line. Don't feed the animals.
Don't feed him. Don't just.
I could tell before Maz even. It was great because I've been here long enough. Before Maz even asked the question, you said, yes, Maz, quickly. Because like, you knew an O-line question was coming.
Don't be afraid to like take me out of harm's way, Murray. Speak up a little bit, will
you? No, but you know, like it's sometimes you got to let it happen and have it play out.
Instead, you let the grizzly bite my hand off, Murray.
Kelly, I am not going to let Greg go on and on about the offensive line. That I just he can get it in here and there, and certainly it's more relevant now than it's ever been because they blow. But you give him a little, you give him an inch, he'll take a mile on that thing.
I don't know. I learned this week that Yodney Cajuste has left tackle feet.
Ay vey. This one unsigned. Subject line, frauds. Your show talks so much crap about the Red Sox. No room for pink hats. Frauds. I never officially took a nail. But certainly when they sucked, I said they sucked. When they quit, I said they quit. But I know in baseball, if you're just in the mix, you got a chance to win. I never said there was no chance they would ever win. Never said that.
There, that was some of your finest facilitation.
Thank
for
you.
All the nail talk, you never, it just, it got right over your head.
Thank you.
Avoided
he
avoided it.
Oh, I notice it, Murray. I just ignore it.
Dodging it like Matrix bullets. Nails. No, that, I ain't taking any of those.
Part of the job description. I just let them facilitate and pretend like I'm an idiot, which is not that hard.
Next emailer says, you and Tony are the biggest Red Sox frauds. What does that mean, Red Sox frauds? Like I'm a Red Sox fan. I don't pretend to be a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, you're a hater.
So I'm not a fraud. I come at it from a a more neutral spot.
If you ain't with us, you're against us.
Well, he says, you guys are the biggest Red Sox frauds. Stop moving the goalposts for a team that neither of you said had a chance and criticized their moves, payroll, etc. in an improbable 3-1 ALDS victory. Man up, you whiny Yankee and Brewer fans. Mariano Rivera and Robin Yount aren't walking through that door. Signed, James. I'm not a Red Sox fan. I don't claim to be a Red Sox fan. How can I be fraudulent?
Yeah, and I think that email was directed at you because he mentioned Molitor and Yount. And it wouldn't be directed
at me. He mentioned Mariano Rivera and Yount.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
People perceive you as the Yankee fan, Maz.
Yeah, I'm not really a Yankee fan. I just don't hate him as much as Red Sox fans do. I've explained this numerous times.
And it never gets through their
And by the way, all I ever said was they can get in the playoffs. They might be able to win a round or two. That's what I would like to see. I did take a nail in August.
Okay, well, there you go.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't dispute that. I counted them out in August. Oh, totally. 100%.
And why was that?
Oh, because I thought they were dead and buried.
No, because they sucked.
Yeah, and then COVID
They lost something like 18 of 24 games or whatever it was. Like, it wasn't like they were playing well and you said they have no chance.
No, I thought
they fell on their face.
No, but I admit it. I thought it was over. But the one thing I did say consistently was that I just don't think they're not going to win the World Series. I've said that over and over again, and I still believe that, by the way.
They might. They could. Anyone can win the World Series at this level. Mm. This is the way you got to learn that, Maz.
Really? How come Tampa hasn't won one yet?
Well, fine. Maybe not them. Final emailer says, you're dead wrong.
Bow to me. We will win the World Series.
You're dead wrong on the Sox, and you can't equate payroll with winning. Look at the Yankees and the Dodgers. Every year they choke it up, as do the Yanks and the Red Sox. I don't think anyone believed in the same blah, 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 blah. No, oh, really? Like, just look at the Red Sox. I'm sorry. Just look at the Yankees and the Dodgers. You mean the Dodgers and the Yankees, both of whom made the playoffs? And the Yankees have finished with the same win total as you? I can't look at them and say payroll's a factor with the Yankees or the Dodgers, who won the World Series last year? The top four teams in Major League Baseball and payroll, Yankees, Dodgers, Padres, and Red Sox. So, yeah, the Padres, you got an issue there. But in no way, on no planet, should anyone ever talk about the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Red Sox or the Phillies, who are in fifth in payroll, Cardinals in sixth, and say there's some sort of underdog story? That's freaking stupid.
No one believed in us.
Oh, stop it, Carmine. Heim, whatever.
You're talking back.
I'm going to talk back. That is just ridiculous. No one believed in us. At least come up with something new. I keep saying that.
Yeah,
no one believed in us.
I mean, again.
No one.
If they just say Murray and Maz didn't believe in us,
right.
that is
then
fine.
It's true.
That is totally acceptable. Yeah, we do. We were hammering out galvanized nails at that.
Final word comes your way next.
Thunder and Maz. Sports. Austin's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger.
Raptors expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The callers bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair
Nobody
Tire.
Do.
Nobody.
Nobody.
All right. So in case anyone missed this earlier, here it is for you again. As the Mighty Men of Milliken, a.k.a. the 2021 Boston Red Sox, have now moved on to the ALCS. No one believed in you. Well, Maz again. Maz and I, again, certainly did not. Well, where's your nails, Murray? Take your nails. Take your nails and shove them where the sun don't shine and all that. Yes, so yes, you got to see me pour the nails out all over myself in embarrassment and shame. So let's replay that once again for you, the people.
I gave in on Chaim Bloom the day after the wild card victory over the New York Yankees. Gave in on his performance at the trade deadline. It was a winning performance at the trade deadline based on results I said last week. Murray said he ain't giving in. Maz said, no, not yet. So now I ask you, the Red Sox are in the ALCS. Did Chaim Bloom have a good trade deadline? Maz.
Yes, I bow to the nerd.
There you go.
No, because you still didn't put yourself in position to hang on to the division. You're still going to have to go on the road to start the ALCS.
Doesn't matter anymore, Murray.
It doesn't matter. You're in the place you've ended up where you needed to end up.
He had the better trade deadline over the New York Yankees. Schwarber was better, greater than Anthony Rizzo. But I still don't think that they did enough, given their position at the time, leading the division where they were, to improve the team, to hold on to that stranglehold they had.
Acknowledge
on the
me, Murray.
Murray, give in, baby.
What else would you like to hear? Yes, I was wrong on the nails. You know, like, okay, here you go. Here, take your nails and shove them. Here, oh, yeah, I'm all wet. There's your nails. Yeah, capture that for posterity.
Acknowledge me.
Turn it into a GIF if you need to. I'm all wet. Yes, there's your nails. Take the nails and shove them, Murray. Shove them sideways. I've got all the receipts. I've seen them all. Yes, some of them were stuck in my back until 3:30, too.
My favorite part of that whole thing is shove them sideways.
I know, those screw-in nails. Those are big, heavy screw-in nails.
Oh, big time.
Must have hurt going in and out, Murray. Either way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.